Getting back in shape here in 2015 at your home. Building out that home gym. We've talked about a few basic pieces of equipment that you can invest in at under $200 at store in a conventional closet that stay out of sight, out of mind. Or as my daughter, Katie Stumbo, who's here special guest with us in studio, says, no, leave them out. And you're more inclined to jump on them on a more regular basis. But we were talking about bicycling.
We were. And a caller called and said, you have to try the Elliptigo.
Elliptigo. What's so Elliptigo?
I looked it up. It's similar to a bicycle, though you don't have a seat. And it has big flat pedals that you would see on an elliptic machine.
Oh, there's a guy in our neighborhood that does that.
You know, it may be him because He said he lives close to us. But He says he rides them on the bike paths because They go really fast. But a lot of the athletes use them because they're not hard on your joints and you still get the aerobic. And then it wouldn't hurt your behind either because you wouldn't be sitting.
How about rollerblading? I loved rollerblading. What happened to rollerblading?
Well, go buy a pair.
I always really, really enjoyed rollerblading. That was always a lot of fun.
We don't live on the boardwalk, so you don't see them all the time.
I would pay money to see you on rollerblades.
I have pictures. I used to rollerblade with T-Boy.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I love rollerblading.
How about some roller skates, maybe an 80s get-up for you, Rosie?
Leg warmers.
Go to the roller rink.
Richard Simmons outfit.
Now, we're talking about pieces of equipment now. We've talked about diet. We've talked about basic investment. Okay, what would be that first, if you were going to have something set up in the home, in the gym, and you were ready to make that first piece of equipment purchase, what would it
be?
The
bigger piece.
Yeah.
There's a couple things you can do. Those Elliptico that Mom was just talking about, They do have stands so that they can be converted to stationary inside your home. So
then can I put a motor on it?
Wouldn't you wish? So then in a place like Arizona where you have so many months of nice weather and only a couple months of nasty weather where you don't want to be outside, you have that one piece of equipment that suits both needs.
Okay. You can take it outside.
And you can take it outside. In the same token, if you like bike riding, you can get a dyno. And that's just a stationary. It takes your outside bicycle and turns it into stationary.
Okay.
And you can get one of those for $150. Get on Craigslist. Find one for $75.
Okay.
You know, and then you have that bike that you like riding outside when it's nasty or hot.
And I liked that in the newspaper article in the Arizona Republic. We talk about a lot of the electrical equipment require more power run to the room. Well, if you're getting some instead of spending a ton of money running power and then all this money on, you know, a treadmill stationary bike, $150.
Couple thousand, and then when you're
turn your bike into just a stationary bike,
and I will use that as a
segue. Your house with that
segue. Oh, I've been working on plans for that. If you are going to buy a big piece of equipment, I'd stay away from the places, the big box places that sell them that don't specialize in those equipment, because they're not going to have salesmen that say you need this much power to run this. You need to make sure your breakers can handle this. If you go to a specialty place, they're going to have people trained on that. They also have people that will come in and set it up for you.
That's important.
Which is very important.
Yeah, apparently insurance companies tell you that this time of year they'll have a huge spike in injuries. And a lot of times it revolves around equipment someone put together themselves at home for their home gym that didn't operate quite perfectly. Now, look, we've known this topic's been coming for a couple weeks, and I've only had one question I've been dying to ask you.
Okay.
You know, I do a lot of home shows. Yes. I do home shows in Flagstaff. I do home shows in Phoenix. I do home shows in Tucson. And in the last year and a half, there's been this piece of equipment at every single home show that you stand on and it starts jiggling you. Now, I have watched more people that had things jiggling in the aisles of the home improvement show that shouldn't even have been jiggling in the privacy of their own home. That I just couldn't believe these people were in the aisle on this machine. What is it? Now that jiggle machine? Okay. What do you call it?
There's a couple different companies that make that with different things, but it's actually the exact same thing that you remember maybe your mom using back in the 50s where
Grandpa Raymond.
You stand on the platform, you strap the belt on, it shakes real fast.
Oh.
It's almost the same principle as that.
Me and my cousin, we put our heads in there. And then he tried to teach me how to smoke a cigar with that wrapped around my head.
I bet that was fun.
I never forgave him for that.
So they're just shake platforms. You stand on them and they shake real hard. And then there's going to be exercises that they tell you to do while standing on that, squats maybe. I'm not real familiar with that.
It should be done in the privacy of your own home. I will say that.
With no window mirrors. No mirrors. Yeah. Don't put any mirrors in your home gym if you're going to get a shake platform.
No mirror assist, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
How about the hula chair? Have you heard of the hula chair?
The hula chair, buy a physio ball. It's going to be cheaper. You're going to be able to emulate the exact same movement.
And how about, what's the other one that's advertised? Thighmaster?
The Thighmaster. And let me just put it out there. You're building your muscle. You're causing hypertrophy. You're causing your muscles to get bigger when you work them like that. Who wants their inner thighs to be bigger?
Now,
I'm just saying.
All right, Katie Stelbo. If anyone would like to get a hold of Katie for additional questions, you're not currently looking for any more clients right now. You're filled up.
Yeah, you can call me at 480-200-4632.
Okay.
Or email me at katiestumbo@live.com, and just in the subject line, put Rosie on the House.
And you are looking for a couple clients that might have time to join you at your boot camp in Anthem.
I do have a private boot camp in Greyhawk at 9:15 on
Monday
and Fridays.
Before you call that number and sign up for that, just know she was training the Carefree Hotshots and had six of them throwing up in the desert.
Yes, that was awesome.
We have Jason, who won the tickets to Coyotes for losing 104 pounds.
All right, awesome.
Now, does a perk of that be that they get to go with the Rosie on the House trainer?
There you go. Y'all have a great week. Thanks for tuning in. And again, next Saturday morning, the Arizona tradition, Rosie on the House. We'll be talking soils and foundation failure.